In addition to celebrating Mother's Day this past week, in our home, it included several birthdays, at least in my family. And visiting with my brothers and sisters this week, they were remembering. They were remembering what those days of birth were like. And it's a lot different from a birthday. Suffice it to say, it wasn't ice cream and cake. In fact, my sister was rather graphic in her description. My sister-in-law had a lot to say. The giving of birth, the welcoming of new life, the actual birthday of any child is a rather anxious and messy experience. My mom always said they don't call it labor for nothing. A definite BAM moment, B-A-A-M, before and after moment. Today, we celebrate such a moment in the church. Today is Pentecost Sunday, a day that's often referred to as the birthday of the church, as the Lord and the giver of life descends from the Father and Son. And we find that that first Pentecost experience was a bit of a messy scene. There was wind and fire, the speaking in tongues and the crowds of people. Having returned to his Father 8 days before, Jesus Christ is faithful to his promise. Wait, he said, wait until the Holy Spirit comes. And today, we recall that great sending, that giving forth of God's love. And the Holy Spirit, it's quite clear, does something. He draws and unites. He loves and he empowers that early church. And he brings forth gifts. Gifts in abundance to all. Up to this point in the early church, it was easy to see that group of disciples as just a group. Guys and women who followed Jesus. But today, and for every day forward, it's their unique gifts that we see. Formed and united by the one Spirit, they go forth in their own ways. Peter to Rome, Andrew to Greece and Turkey, Thomas to Syria, Philip to Africa, Bartholomew goes down to Ethiopia, James to Syria, Simon to Persia, all without airplanes, by the way, or even cars. Yes, the apostles receiving the Holy Spirit at Pentecost go out through the world. And it's because of that, it's because of them, that there's a Catholic church in Kennett Square. Just as in our own human families, there's one mom and one dad, but many gifts or stuff. So too, in the family of God, in the church, there is one faith. There is one baptism. And yet there are countless gifts enabled through the Holy Spirit. As different as I am from my sister, and yet united by blood, so too in the church, in the home of God. And on this feast of Pentecost, it would do us well to think of and to welcome all those gifts of the Holy Spirit. They are gifts that are oriented to us, to our minds and to our hearts. They are gifts that are for us, our intellect and our wills. And we need them. We were made to be temples of the Holy Spirit. And without the Holy Spirit, we become very strange creatures. But in and with the Holy Spirit, we have the gifts for our head: wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge. We have gifts for our hearts and the will: fortitude and piety and fear of the Lord. The Holy Spirit pours these gifts on us in baptism. And believe it or not, we can be formed by those gifts. We can welcome those gifts. We can ask for those gifts. And whenever those gifts are received, good things happen. What might that look like? To have a mind that is like the mind of God. To understand, to have knowledge of. To be able to give right counsel. What might it look like for there to be a man or a woman of fortitude and courage in a world that is awash in fear? What might it look like to have the Holy Spirit form Jesus in us? For one thing, it would mean that we would never be alone in any circumstance. It would mean that we know, no matter what, that we are loved by God. And to know that, not just because the priest says so or because you learned it in Sunday school, but to know it because you know it. And my friends, we could use such knowledge. The Holy Spirit is what makes our houses homes. It's what makes the labors in life life-giving. It's what makes the neighbor, the person behind us, next to us, the person at work, the fellow traveler. And it's what makes of us a witness. A witness to something more. That I'm more than the Christian who goes to church on Sunday. But I'm the Christian who at all times is the son or daughter of the Father, the friend of God Himself. My friends, this is what the Holy Spirit does. And if you're anything like me, there's a lot for that Holy Spirit to do. But He has great joy in doing it. And to the extent that He starts doing things in our life, we know the joy and the peace that transformed that early church. We actually become the people that we were meant to be. Matthew Kelly would say the best version of ourselves, men and women who actually are made in the image and likeness of God. My friends, today's feast is a most beautiful one. The church is full on Christmas, and rightly so. Jesus Christ is born. The church is full on Easter, and rightly so, because the Father raised His Son from the tomb. On this feast, there's a little more room in the pews. And yet God, the Holy Spirit, is poured out today on His church. And we as His church receive Him with open hearts. Just close with a brief little story. There's a shrine in Germantown section of Philadelphia. My parents went there when they were engaged to be married. My grandparents went there all the time, the Shrine of the Miraculous Medal. And so it was part of our family. My grandfather's bench is outside the church. And I, certainly in these years as a priest, have gone there many a Monday to confess my sins. And I remember speaking to the priest there once, and he said, you know, Chris, around the corner, there's a church that's named the Church of the Broken Pieces. And at the time, that really resonated in my heart. I think I was a lot of broken pieces in me. And the priest said, you know, Chris, it's the Holy Spirit that turns the Church of Broken Pieces into the Church of Jesus Christ. And my friends, on this day, it is right to claim that so as to be it without fear, seeking a greater understanding and knowing the great gift that we have received, the fullness of God's life, God, the Holy Spirit. May that Holy Spirit be welcomed more fully as we celebrate this Eucharist today, as we begin our 40 hours devotion, and as we know once again the gift of God Himself.